I fell in love with Spontaneous Bob the second time I met him. He was holding court at a poetry reading on the Paseo, surrounded by friends, including the one who introduced us. I was recovering from LA and the relationship I left behind. I definitely wasn't looking for love, especially not with a poet. But Bob was so cool, drawing out poems like the bubbles he used in his performances, building on each sentence until they popped in a multicolor explosion of soap and smoke, leaving a film of words and residue on the floor. When he read a piece about wanting to have an intelligent conversation with a beautiful girl or a beautiful conversation with an intelligent girl, I have to confess my heart skipped just a little underneath my loud polyester shirt. His shock of red hair and quick smile made him easy to talk to. So easy, in fact, we closed down the restaurant and then stood outside talking for another hour. We explored so much in that hour: art, poetry, science, our lives. I wasn't even fazed when I learned his name wasn't Spontaneous Bob or even Robert, but the very ordinary David Smith. Despite his nondescript given name, David was far from conventional. He was an artist. On our first real date, he presented me with a pen, a Uniball he'd liberated from work, with a small red ribbon tied around it, because he remembered I liked to write. More dates and small gifts followed, such as the scarf made by his friend and a screen print he did in high school. On our first Christmas together, he gave me a handmade stocking filled with plastic dinosaurs and a poem to go with it. Later, he coordinated a personal Easter egg hunt in the bookstore where I worked, leaving hints at the information desk and the cash register. In typical Gen X fashion, it took us 6 months to realize we were dating, and a year and a half more to get married. The proposal wasn't planned, more like an informal, "Hey, you wanna?" But what we lacked in romance, we made up for in creativity. Due to limited funds, our wedding was eccentric and handmade before such a thing was cool. The ceremony was held in a gallery surrounded by local art. Our invitations were handmade. Our string quartet was donated. And the large silver UFO-shaped groom's cake was a gift from one of our guests. It was unique, memorable, and a total meshing of our personalities. 17 years and 2 kids later, I've become a lot less adventurous, trading in my creative writing for press releases and the colorful polyester shirts for a more staid wardrobe. My husband, on the other hand, is every bit as creative and quirky as he was in his 20s. It's not unusual to find him hard at work on a poem, screen printing, or creating one-of-a-kind lunch notes for our kids. Over the years, I've learned to put up with a kitchen sink stained by ink and paint, as well as a garage filled with oversized rolls of vinyl and future art projects, knowing that these are the things that feed his soul. Of course, to our kids, he's just Dad, with all the joy, fun, stress, and embarrassment that parenthood brings. But sometimes, they are surprised by just how cool he can be. A few weeks ago, conversation in my daughter's acting class turned to poetry, and she told the class her dad is Spontaneous Bob. Her coach confessed he attended the poetry readings my husband hosted years ago. "Wow," he said, "his work was a big inspiration to me." And just for that moment, my daughter had a glimpse of the extraordinary poet I met so many years ago.
No dress rehearsal. This is our life.
For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Dennis Smith.
You are a